Why we give thanks at Thanksgiving. This is the Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you Thought for Today, Why We Give Thanks at Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is a very special time of year. It's an opportunity for us to say thank you for all of the blessings and knowing where the blessings come from. They come from the divine. They come from that greater source. They come from the super energy of the universe. And they come onto our table and we say, we are thankful for this food. This food is healthy for our body and filled with love. Now, how many people say, this food is healthy and filled with love? How many people say that at Thanksgiving? How many people say that at mealtime? This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. This food is healthy for my body and filled with love. We give thanks at Thanksgiving because it's an opportunity for us to remember what it's all about. That we have a divine creator in us, around us, and through us. And that divine creator created all that exists. Not only our Thanksgiving dinner. Wonderful as that Thanksgiving dinner may be, the divine in us creates all and creates it very good. Now, let's just take a look at our Thanksgiving dinner. At our Thanksgiving dinner, we have a reason for having the name Thanksgiving, but many times we have Thanksgiving dinners. But what is the reason for our having the Thanksgiving dinner? We are giving thanks to the Creator. We are giving thanks to the divine in us for all of the marvelous ways that we have so powerfully, wonderfully, joyfully, thoughtfully created all things in our life. And as we give thanks for this, we appreciate how wonderful it is. We appreciate just how grand everything is. And we say, isn't this wonderful? And we say, we give thanks for this food, for it is nourishing to our bodies and strengthening to our being. But it's something that goes far beyond the food. It goes beyond all of that. Now, true, a lot of people do not have a Thanksgiving, and a lot of people do not say at any special meal that they are thankful for that food has come from a divine source. That food has come from a very special way to be in their life, for their body, for their health, for their wholeness, for their beingness. Now, truly, have we ever thought about it? It's just like at Christmas time we say, Santa Claus, and Santa Claus brings presents for all the children. Well, in some countries, they like to discipline their children and tell their children that if they don't behave, Santa Claus is going to bring them coal, and this is what they put in the stockings when some of the children are misbehaving. Well, now, Santa Claus is supposed to be teaching us the generosity of all. It's the birthday of a king. It's the birthday of the Christ child. And the Christ child came to bring to the world goodness, peace, love, joy, honor, wholeness. It has nothing to do with putting coal in your stocking if you're a bad boy or bad girl. It has nothing to do with dementing the works that we're teaching ourselves to believe in. And we're teaching ourselves to believe that this is a good world. It's a wonderful world. And the world becomes even better because each one of us make it better. Each one of us see this world to be a more beautiful world. And when we have our Thanksgiving time is every time we partake of any type of food, whether it's spiritual food or human food or whatever it may be, or mental food. When we have a spiritual or a mental illumination, we say, oh, I see. Oh, I see. And that's a Thanksgiving. We recognize that there is something greater in us, a divine within us that we are not always utilizing. And that divine in us brings forth all these things to us. And for that, we give thanks at Thanksgiving time. For that, we recognize that all things are brought forth in our life because of who and what we are, because of how wonderful things are in this world. Why we give thanks at Thanksgiving? It's just one of those days where we start giving thanks. Why do we go to church on Sunday, or why do we designate a particular day to be the day that we study our philosophy or our religion? Why do we have 5 days a week for schooling? Why do we have Saturday for a day off for the children and sometimes the adults? And why is Sunday supposed to be a day of rest, a day of peace, a day of just pleasantness, a day of Thanksgiving? Yes, Sunday is indeed a day of Thanksgiving. We might call every Sunday Thanksgiving, because every Sunday is a day where we say thanks to the divine in us for all that is pouring out into our lives, all that is revealing in our experience, and how wonderful that is. But do we do that? Sometimes. Do our churches even teach us to give thanks on Thanksgiving? Do they teach us to give thanks on Sunday or every day? Do they teach us to give thanks at every meal? Do they teach us to have our prayers when we go to bed at night? Now I lay me down to sleep. Or do they teach us when we say our prayers at night, divine in me, thank you for a wonderful day. I am one with you, divine in me. I am one with you, and you are one with me. And it's a wonderful day, and I had such a good time today. Thank you for my mommy and daddy. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. Thank you for my wife or my husband. Thank you for my family. Thank you for the divinity of all that is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And that sort of Thanksgiving never goes out of style. Do we say thanks at the time of Christmas time when we open our present? We say thank you to the person that we have written on there, but we say, see, it's from Santa. Well, thank you, Santa. Now, who is Santa? Well, we all know that Santa sometimes has a fill-in as Papa or Mama, or brothers or sisters. But Santa is the gift-giving concept, the gift-giving idea that is so wonderful and so beautiful and so fantastic. Now, this Thanksgiving attitude of a mother and father, this Thanksgiving attitude of something beautiful coming into our life, wow! We could be saying thank you all the time. We could be saying thank you to the divine in me for letting me know this, for letting me see this, for letting me be aware of it, for letting me delight in it. Yes, Thanksgiving is a wonderful day. In America, it's the Indians and the settlers who got together and had a day of Thanksgiving because they had a day of peace. And what a wonderful concept. Thanksgiving is the peace day. It's when people get together in peaceful hearts and loving hearts and appreciative of the blessings and the good that the universe is revealing to them, or that they're revealing to the universe. And how wonderful that is. What marvelous possibilities Thanksgiving has. And you and I are utilizing those possibilities in every glorious way. We're saying to ourselves, yes, this is good and very good. We're saying to ourselves, wow, how beautiful is the world. How beautiful is everything that exists. And we're saying, this is what it's all about. We're saying, I give thanks for the divine in me, shining out of me. And then I might say to this man or this woman or this person whom I am, well, what do I say? I say, I and the Father are one. I and the Father are one. I am and my divine self are one. And as we are this one, there is no we, there's only the I. And as there's only the I say, wow, how great it is. How great it is. And I see this table spread with wonderful food. I see my friends all there gathering around me, giving thanks together with me. that the divine in us has revealed all this magic and all this wonder and all this goodness. And the divine in us does it all the time. And because it does it all the time, I am so blessed by it. I am so fulfilled by it. I'm so delighted by it. Because that's who I am. Join with me this beautiful day. We give thanks this beautiful day and we call it Thanksgiving. It could be any day of the year, any day of the month, any day of the week, any day at all. And when I give thanks that this food is healthy for my body and filled with love, when I give thanks that I am surrounded by beautiful beings that I have created who are an exact replica of the goodness in my heart, for which I am so very thankful that I'm aware of and I create with that goodness. Join me in this thankfulness and have a wonderful Thanksgiving, knowing that this food is indeed healthy for my body and filled with love. And so it is.